Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Pendengar, statistik baru pemerintah menunjukkan bahwa literasi sains di sekolah-sekolah Australia hampir tidak meningkat selama 2 dekade terakhir. Akademi Ilmu Pengetahuan dan Teknik Teknologi Australia menyerukan agar pemerintah mengambil tindakan dengan segera untuk mengatasi kesenjangan pendidikan ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ciara Hin untuk SBS News. Sebuah laporan baru mengungkapkan bahwa literasi sains siswa di Australia hampir tidak ada peningkatan dalam 20 tahun terakhir. Data dari Otoritas Pelaporan dan Penilaian Kurikulum Australia atau Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority menunjukkan hanya 57% siswa kelas 6 yang mencapai standar kemahiran sains pada tahun 2023. Angka itu dibandingkan dengan 54% siswa kelas 6 pada tahun 2006, hampir 2 dekade yang lalu. Akademi Sains dan Teknologi Australia menyerukan kepada pemerintah negara bagian dan federal untuk segera mengatasi kurangnya kemajuan itu. Berikut penjelasan dari Kepala Eksekutif Kylie Walker.
We found that only 57% of Year 6 students nationally have attained the science proficiency standard last year. Unfortunately, that really hasn't changed in about the last 20 years. For Year 10 students, it's slightly less, just over 50% attained the proficiency standard. So what we've seen here is a stagnation in terms of Australian students' capability and proficiency in science, both at the end of primary school and at that crucial Year 10 level as well.
Ms. Walker mengatakan ada sejumlah faktor yang menyebabkan tingkat literasi STEM masih sangat rendah.
We have got a fragmented sister education system in that we have, you know, 8 different jurisdictions managing their own curricula. We've also got a national curriculum and on top of that. So 9 different sort of sets of standards, if you like, in terms of the kind of material that's being taught and the kind of requirements that are being put on teachers. We can also talk about resourcing. So one of the results is that proficiency standard is much lower for regional students than for urban students on average. I think they're down to about 42% achieving proficiency in Year 6 compared with 58 as the national average. And when you look at that, it's about resourcing.
Bagi siswa kelas 6 Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander, keadaannya bahkan lebih buruk lagi, dan hanya 1/3 yang mencapai standar kemahiran dalam mata pelajaran sains. Namun ada organisasi dan program di Australia yang berupaya memerangi statistik ini. Living STEM adalah program pendidikan di Australia Barat yang menghubungkan sekolah dengan komunitas pribumi dan pemegang pengetahuan melalui CSIRO. Direktur Pendidikan dan Penjangkauan di CSIRO, Ruth K. menjelaskan bagaimana kearifan lokal dapat memberikan manfaat bagi pengajaran sains.
The first and foremost of it is understanding traditional knowledges that are really local in that place. And we're talking, in this particular example, we're talking about Indigenous knowledges around resin and how that can be used as a product for building things and making things. And that's an Indigenous knowledge. And then it's connecting that in the classroom to what are the properties of the resin? Why does a resin behave like that? So that's the Western science component. And bringing those two together with just makes it relevant to the young people in the classroom.
Pendidikan STEM, baik sains, teknologi, teknik, dan matematika, dipandang sebagai bagian penting dari pendidikan, mulai dari pembelajaran awal hingga sekolah menengah atas. Di Universitas Charles Sturt, penelitian sedang dilakukan untuk mengkaji dan meningkatkan pendidikan STEM di komunitas pedesaan yang terpencil. Dosen pendidik guru di universitas tersebut, Dr. James Dean, yang memimpin tim peneliti dan mengatakan bahwa penting bagi masyarakat pedesaan dan regional untuk memiliki akses yang sama terhadap pendidikan STEM.
STEM education in some respects represents the future of pretty much every economy globally. If we take the core skills that STEM represents, because it's not just science, technology, engineering and mathematics smooshed together. It's about critical and creative thinking, problem solving, seeing links between areas, doing things authentically in a non-linear and messy kind of way. And so those skills cut across almost all areas of the economy and all professions, if I'm being quite honest.
Lalu apa yang bisa dilakukan untuk meningkatkan literasi STEM? Ruth K. mengatakan mendukung guru adalah kuncinya.
We talk about teachers like they're the problem, and teachers aren't the problem, can I just say. In every classroom, in every school, there is a dedicated teacher that only wants the best for their students. But we don't have enough teachers. Our teachers aren't properly qualified in STEM. So at the moment, we've got about 1 in 8 STEM classes in year 10 being taught by a non-STEM professional, so someone that doesn't have a STEM background. These teachers are doing their absolute best, but how can we support them more? How can we assist them? How can we help them bring real-world science into the classroom?
Bagi Kylie Walker, hal itu sangat sederhana, yaitu dengan memanfaatkan dan mendorong rasa ingin tahu, bukan menghalanginya.
If you think about the things that you remember about doing science at school, I bet that the things that you remember are the hands-on activities. You're probably not kind of going to fondly have a memory of a lot of theory chat. So we know that hands-on connection is crucial. We need to make science interesting, fun, meaningful to students, and we need to be able to kind of unlock their natural curiosity, because kids are naturally curious beings. You know, anyone who's ever met a four-year-old knows that that constant stream of questions about why and how and what if, it just never actually stops. And if we can harness that natural curiosity, that can be a really powerful tool for education.
Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang keadaan tentang jumlah pelajar siswa yang mengikuti STEM yang jumlahnya tidak meningkat dengan pesat dalam 20 tahun terakhir ini. Rangkuman itu ditulis oleh Ciara Hain untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.